a drasha for Parshas Vayetze. The obvious connection between the Sedra and the Haftorah is the first sentence, by Yivrach Yaakov Sedei Aram, and Yaakov ran away and fled to the field of Aram, by Yavod Yisrael Beisha, and Yisrael worked for a woman, Beisha Shomar, and he also waited for a woman, which refers simply to Yaakov's working 7 years before he married Leah, and then marrying Rachel and working another 7 years afterwards. What we need to understand here is why, when the Torah describes Yaakov's leaving Beersheva to go to Haran, it says, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Harana, and in the Navi it says, Vayivrach Yaakov, he ran away, he fled, and he goes to Sdei Aram, not necessarily specifically to Haran. The Tozer Rosh Hashiva of Elimeir Bloch Zatzal explains that when David HaMelech was told by Yonason that his father still wanted to kill him and therefore he should flee, so he tells him, Leich kishilachecho Hashem, go because God has sent you. The obvious question is, God didn't send him anywhere. So Shaul wants to kill him, so he has to flee. So the Tozer Rosh Hashiva explained that when someone sees that situations force him into a certain pattern, he has to realize that it's God who is giving him the message that he is to be somewhere else, and therefore he should go because God sent him. In the Yalkut Shimoni, it says the following, Kach Omer David. David said, Yaakov Borach, Vayivrach Yaakov Sde Aram, Yaakov fled, as it says, Yaakov fled to the fields of Aram. Moshe Borach, Moshe ran away from Paro. Shenamar Vayivrach Moshe. Eliyahu Borach. Eliyahu ran away from Achov. Vayokam Vayelech Al Nafsho. He went and ran away to save his life. Vani Boreach Kimosam. And I am also fleeing from my son Avshalom. Hitzil Omer, at that point, David said, Zocharti Mishpotecho Me'olam Hashem Vo'esnachem. Zocharti Midas Hadin Shebo Nahagdes Harishonim. David says, I remembered the judgment, the quality of justice with which you dealt with earlier people than me, v'nishnachamti, and I found solace in that, that God sometimes sends the quality of judgment and justice, and even to great people. Another Yalkut Shimoni says, Vayivrach Moshe, ksiv, leich ami bo b'chadorecho. Pasuk says, go, my nation, into your rooms. B'shor shatoroa hashor chatsufa, when you see that the time is against you, lo samod kenegda, don't try to go against the time. Elatein lo makom, go with the time. Histaklu bi kibiyachol, God says, look at me. Kishara'isi hashor chatsufa bavonoseichem, when I saw because of your sins that the time was against, nosati lo makom, I made room for the time. Shenamar heshiv achor yimino. I put my right hand back and went with the time, with your sins, and put you into galus. If you try to go against the time, no fil biyod, you'll fall into its hands. Someone who goes and sees what the time implies and goes with it, then eventually times fall into his hands. V'chein Yaakov, nasan makom l'shah, Yaakov gave place to the hour, to the moment, to the call of the moment. Vayivrach Yaakov stay aram, and he ran away and fled from Esav. V'naflashah b'yod, in the end, Esav fell into his hand, and Esav went away and left him in Eretz Yisrael alone. Perhaps the idea is the following, that a person has to recognize when the Midas Hadin, God's quality of justice and judgment causes him to have to flee. As it says in Bamidbar Rabbah, Misha haya nirdof min agoyim o min alistim, ma'u shechalas ha-shabbos. A person is being pursued by non-Jews or by robbers. Is he allowed to be mechalas Shabbos to save his life? Kach shonu rabbo seinu mechalas ha-shabbos v'shil l'malit is nafsho. He's allowed to run away and desecrate the Shabbos in order to save his life. The kach anu motzim with David. We find that this is what happened with David. Tisha beget Shaul, the Hargo, and Shaul wanted to kill him. Barach mimenu v'nimla. He ran away and saved his life. Matziv v'Yakov. What does it say by Yaakov? V'yivrach Yaakov. Yaakov fled from Esav and saved his life. V'cheinu omer, leich ani bo v'chadarecha, go my nation, go into your rooms. Omer l'makadish Baruch Hu. V'kechol g'dolei olam, yiru u'baruch hu misoneihem. Just like all of the great people ran away and fled from their enemies. It could be the idea is that person recognized midas hadin is that in this world, din means that a person is limited. And he has to function within the limitations that God gives him. Since this is an imperfect world, and God gave the power of free choice, and there can be evil in the world, so the good in the world is limited. And exists within certain frameworks, and God gives people tests to see if they can put themselves within that framework and keep themselves within the limitations that God gave them. This is the idea of go into your rooms, meaning run away and go into the imperfect limitations that I've created for you. Don't go against the time, stay within the limitations, and function properly within them. And then, once a person understands that these limitations are being given to him as a test, as an opportunity to be able to function properly, then he can use it and go with great faith and realize that God is the one who is sending him. And therefore, the prophet represents the first stage. The beginning of this process is recognizing the reasons why one has to flee, why one has to go into his room, meaning to limit himself within a certain framework in order to deal with the din, with the judgment and justice in this world. The Torah, however, reflects the end of the process, that once a person recognizes that he has to flee, then he decides to walk and go with purpose and realize that God is the one who's sending him. Interesting also, Rivka, who recognized the danger that caused Yaakov to have to flee, told him, Kum brach lecha, get up and flee to Lavan, my brother, in Haran. But Yitzchak, who wasn't aware of the danger, who thought that he was sending Yaakov merely to find a wife by his father-in-law, So he said, by his brother-in-law, Kum leich paden aram, go and walk and travel to paden aram, base of the soil, to the house of the soil. And Rivka hinted to him that the fleeing, you should have in mind also, that even though you have to flee Esav, but you're going for a purpose to go to my brother's home in Haran. And that echoes the idea of flee, but know that God is sending you for a purpose. Yitzchak, who said that he should have intention to go, he's going for a purposeful thing, but he should realize that everything along the way also serves some kind of purpose. And therefore he mentioned Padeno Aram, the field of Aram. And therefore the Navi and the Torah combine the two. When the Navi tells us that Yaakov fleed, but it says, by Yivrach Yaakov, Sidei Aram, he fleed from the danger of Esav, and wasn't going anywhere specific. He was going to Sidei Aram, because the main purpose wasn't to find a wife. The main purpose was to get away from Esav. And when he went, by Yetze Yaakov, and he went with purpose, then he went to Haran. He went specifically to Haran, the place where he was going to find his wife. Comes out that the person has to first define his limitations, define the situation, and know how to function within that framework, within those limitations, in a very positive and focused and directed way. Could be that's the idea. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta bavonecha. Return because you've stumbled in your sin. And later on, the Navi tells us, Ki yisharim darchei Hashem, the ways of God are straight. Tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikoshlu bam. Tzadikim walk in them, and the poshim, the sinners, stumble in them. But the idea is that only the one who recognizes the path, understands, and recognizes his limitations and what the boundaries of the path that he's supposed to travel are, so he can walk in that path and even run and even flee in that path and not stumble. But the person who doesn't recognize the path, doesn't recognize his limitations, doesn't recognize the command of the hour, and he's not able, therefore, to stay within the limitations, so he is the posheya, he's the one who stumbles and falls in those same pathways that the tzaddik is able to run and not fall, because he knows where the borders are, where the boundaries are, and the one who doesn't know the boundaries and the borders stumbles in that path. And that's what the Stas Emes says. Even though the tzaddik is running and fleeing, still miyasher darko, he knows the path, and he's able to go on a straight path without stumbling. Maybe we can extend this. It says, Vayavod Yaakov v'isha, v'isha nishmar. He worked for a woman, and he was protected by a woman. Maybe the woman referred here is not Rachel and Leah, but rather he worked, he was subservient to a woman. Rivka was the one, the woman, who sent him to flee as an avoda, as a din, as a service, as recognizing one's limitations and having to serve God in those limitations. But the Isho Nishmar, but when he went with tremendous intention, not just to flee, but to make this something positive and to find a wife, so he changed the fleeing into a purposeful going and leaving a place and going to another place. The Lech Kishilachecho Hashem, go because God sent you. And also there's another medrash that says that we learn from Yaakov how God also functions. And that is Yaakov served Lavan before he married his first wife, and he served him again after he married the wife. So too, Klal Yisrael will serve, be subservient before Mashiach is born, and be subservient after the Mashiach is born. So I was thinking that the idea could be the following, that a tzaddik is always serving. In the time of Golus, he recognizes the limitations of Golus, serves within that. Even when there's Geula, and he's redeemed, he's still a servant. Still serving. The tzaddik never stops serving. He never stops going within the framework. The framework is one framework, he serves within that. The framework changes, he serves within that. Just like Yaakov, served and worked. With one framework, when the framework changed, he still was serving and working.